about it, except that we're just so pleased and honored to have Nickel Creek.
Thank you very much.
Just believe them, 'cause you don't have to move.
none have to move and stumble and fall. Just show me the way around here.
Thank you so much. The last time we played here, we really sucked. No, I'm serious. We were bad. I was 12, I think. Sarah would have been 12. Sean was 16. We were not good. It was not pretty. Might have been cute. I don't know. I just remember it. But hopefully we don't suck as much now. That's always the goal. But it is so great to be back. This is one of the first times we've ever played in the Bay Area. So we are stoked out of our minds to be here. So thank you so much for coming. Let me introduce everybody to you really quick. On the fiddle from Vista, California. She likes horses and fishing and bodyboarding. And those... things.
Those things.
Diet supplement things.
What?
The thing you have to take now.
What?
It's that weird thing. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I have no idea.
It's like, oh no, it's not a, it's a Clif Bar, only it's for girls.
Oh gosh.
A Luna Bar.
Luna Bar.
Luna Bar.
Diet supplement?
Sorry, it's not a diet supplement. It's a Luna Bar. This is Sarah Watkins on the fiddle. On the guitar, now he's worried. Also from Vista, California, which would seem odd until you found out that they were brother and sister. Sean also likes to bodyboard and puts water wax in his hair. This is Sean Watkins. Revealing band introduction. On the bass, originally from Bowling Green, Kentucky, now residing in White House, Tennessee, doesn't put anything in his hair, and introduced us all to Clif Bars. We thank him for that. This is Byron House.
And on the mandolin is, I can tell you what he likes. I can tell you what he doesn't like anymore. He used to like Natalie Portman, but it's a recent development, I guess. Just trying to carry the theme with the revealing revealing introductions. Nice. And I think he also likes to play ping pong.
And he likes to make spikes out of his head.
I know that's true. He likes. Anyway, this is Chris Thiele on the mandolin.
All right. Quick back announcing. The first thing we did was a song I wrote called Road to Wrigley, and the last thing was the song we've been playing since
we probably played it the first time we were here.
And it probably sucked too. But you know. Oh, the cider. Thank you guys so much.
Need to get hot cider.
It's totally ripping. No, it really is.
Okay.
But that was You Don't Have to Move That Mountain. Are you in tune, dude?
Our excuse for talking a lot is that Sean has to go into different tunings. And so now he's in tune, so we can't talk anymore. This is one he wrote.
Sorry. I spoke too soon. It's not that. I know.
Scrub. What is it?
This is life. We're going to do a song, actually, that I wrote first. Just so you want that Sean song even worse.
We'll hold you in suspense.
Yep.
The tips of your seats.
Yeah.
Oh. This is our depressing song.
Hey. It's got hope in it, I think. This is a song, back when I went to school with my friend Adam McKenzie, we were accused of being excessively happy. And so we wrote this song as proof that we weren't always excessively happy or that we could fake it. So, but actually I've become quite attached to lighthouses, and this is a song about one. That is so cool. Wow. It's called The Lighthouse's Tale. One, two, three.
And the waves, and I'll keep my lamp lit to warn the sailors on their way, and I'll tell a story, paint you a picture from my past, when I was so happy, but joy in this life seldom lasts. Ships at sea. We had grown closer till his joy meant everything to me. And he was to marry a girl who shone with beauty and light. And they loved each other. They with me watched the sunsets into night. Around me, the sands of sound to sing, and the winds that blow reminds me of what has been and what can never be. He prayed for a safe return. But when the night came, the weather to a raging storm had turned. We watched the ship fight, but in vain against the wild and terrible wind. In me so helpless, as dashed against the rock she met her end. Out to sea, and the winds that blow next day. The keeper found her washed up on the shore. He kissed her cold face. If they'd be together soon, he swore. I saw him crying, watched as he buried her in the sand. And then he climbed my tower, and off the edge of me he ran. And the winds crash around me, the sun slips out of sea. And the winds that blow remind me of what has been and what can never. By the weather and the waves, and though I'm empty, I still warn the sailors on their way.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, now that you guys have been waiting in suspense, just trying to figure out what that song would be that we were going to play, we're going to do it for you now. This is one that Sean wrote, and it's going to be on, it's sort of the promo cut from his new solo CD that will be out next year on Sugar Hill Records, full of original compositions. And this is one that we first time we did it was at the Philadelphia Folk Festival, and sometimes these guys have trouble naming their instrumental songs because it's just sort of hard to pick a phrase. And, I mean, you can't just, like, pick a common phrase out of the chorus and name the song. Like, you can a vocal, right? Like, Little Cabin Holding on the Hill or whatever. And so, this is one that he gave out to the audience to name. Played it and asked them what they thought of it afterwards, what they wanted to name it. And they came up with many ideas, and this is the best one. This is called Ferdinand the Bull.
Yes, it's named after the bull in that famous cartoon and book. I grew up watching Ferdinand on TV, and there's a part in the story where he gets stung by a bee, and that's what this song is about. That's the part. It's a little frantic sounding, so that's the part I picked. Frantic in a good way, yes. So, you know, I have to say, I can't believe how many there are of you out there. There's people actually standing up in the back. Holy.
Ready? Thank you.
Thank you.
That was a Sean song called The Great Illusion that he wrote with a friend of his named David Puckett, who happens to be Sean and Sarah's water guy. Comes and reads the water meter and drops off some lyrics. It happens, you know?
It's really true.
Yeah.
Not quite sure how the relationship originated, but it's an interesting one.
And there's the product of it right there for you.
And here's another product, right? Or is this just
no,
Sean?
No, this is just Sean.
This is all Sean.
How many people have seen The Matrix? Yeah? Ah.
That's a little bit low. We need more people to have seen that movie.
Gonna have to check that one out.
I used to call the song The Matrix Song, because it didn't really have a formal name. And now they've changed it, and they've actually made a formal name to This Side. But it's always going to be The Matrix Song to me. It's sort of, it's not about The Matrix, but you can sort of relate it to it. It's cool. Can you guys hear everything all right? Yeah? What's that? Mandolin or vocal?
That's
mandolin.
What I like to hear. I love you, man.
My vocal? Oh, I'll just sing closer.
The people have spoken. More mandolin.
Sounds good up here.
I think is the verdict. It sounds great on stage, though.
Recount, right.
Hey, if I had it by 300 in this room, I think we'd be good. I think that's the first time we've ever tried political humor on stage before.
I think we should leave it pretty much
that's
at
it.
That, too.
300, I said it. That's enough. This is a Sean song. It's called This Side.
There's no place to hide.
Thank you very much. Sean Watkins.
What's this?
Vocals up.
Turn vocals up? Oh, wait, that's supposed to be quiet, though.
You gotta get on Sarah on this. See, she's doing this number.
Much of me.
La, 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 la. I'm Sarah.
Poor Sarah.
I'll get on it. That the guys wrote a long time ago. Did you want to say something about this?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
I'm just, you're looking at me.
No,
and I'm
definitely.
Like, okay. This is, they wrote this over the telephone, actually. Chris used to live in California, a couple hours from our house in San Diego. And so we couldn't get together every weekend. And so sometimes they'd write songs over the telephone. And it worked out well because, Scott, Chris's dad, had an 800 number. But it was a really cool one in that he never got billed for the incoming calls. He tried, he called the company, but they just wouldn't listen to him, and so they insisted on charging him nothing.
He did tell us he tried to call the company. I don't know if he actually did.
Well, let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
We think. My dad's a very cool guy, so we think probably he did. But they didn't do anything about it.
So... what are you gonna do?
So the song was free.
Consequently, it's called For All It's Worth.
That was For All It's Worth. Ah, oh, shucks, nah. Thanks. It's fun to do that. Two mandolins, 16 strings, you should be scared. We're gonna do a song now. We just, we cut our second music video not too long ago. And let me tell you, making music videos is strange. It's strange. You sit there, and a lot of the times they play the song like twice as fast, and you sit there and you're going, and you know, where am I today? Where's the name? Looking around, there's no sign of you. And you're doing all this stuff, and then like people will come up and they'll be like, oh, music video, and they're hearing this song, and it's like this crazy chipmunk sounding thing. And they're just like, oh,
it sounds like a foul bluegrass dance mix is what it sounds like.
Yeah, it's pretty weird sounding.
But we're not doing that one, are we? We're doing the other one.
Yeah.
This is the video we made, and we made it at a hippie compound in the cliffs above Malibu.
Very cool.
And it was the weirdest place. There's only two hippies and their son left. But they have two llamas and a pyramid and lots of fun stuff. And it was really cool. We didn't do too much double time.
Not a whole lot of double time there.
But are there any Tim O'Brien fans out there? This is one he wrote with Danny O'Keefe. And it's on a CD that we did this year, which, amazingly, we haven't mentioned yet. I don't know how we did that.
Many of these songs are on that CD.
Actually, yes. And they're for sale right over there. And that's...
Whoa, lighting and everything. It's pretty cool. But this is one of those very few songs that we do about love, which is a pretty new topic for us as a band. I don't think any of us have actually formulated our complete opinions about the subject yet. But we're working. Sarah has, apparently. Would you care to share us with us, Sarah?
Sarah has a nickname.
No. We call Sarah the Ice Queen.
It's not right.
Oh, it's right. Love it. The few, the proud, and the brave. That's Nickel
right.
Creek.
The few, the proud, the brave, the single.
Those are
the
three single young people that make up Nickel Creek.
That's right.
And what do we call ourselves? The few, the proud, and the brave, and one old dude.
One married guy.
That's right. Byron looks great for 75, doesn't he? He told us to say these things. We did not come up with those ourselves. We've never tried them out before. And never will again. So anyway, here's our song about love. And
you're gonna spill that.
I am. I spill drinks when I talk about love, I guess. That's why I'll never go out on a date, I guess.
Aww.
Aww. Nobody loves me, everybody hates me. Think the desk gonna need some more.
Sorry. Let's play the song.
Okay, so here's the song. We really do mean the stuff we're singing in this song. Absolutely. No, it's a great one. This one's called When You Come Back Down.
One, two, three.
You gotta leave me now. You gotta go alone. You gotta chase a dream while it's all your own before it slips away. When you're flying high, take my heart along. I'll be the harmony to every lonely song that you learn to play. When you're soaring through the air, I'll be your solid ground. Take every chance you dare, I'll still be there when you come back down. When you come back down, my greatest fear will be that you will crash and burn and I won't feel your fire. I'll be the other hand that always holds a line connecting in between your sweetheart and mine. I'm strung out on that wire. I'll be on the other end.
catch you when you fall.
We got one more song to do for you.
In the
and
set.
I should say we've got one more song. We got one more song for you. I just saw the ladies, man. That was pretty funny. I don't know that I'd recommend seeing it, but it was funny in parts.
This is another one on the CD, and we'll be back in about 15 minutes after the song, not starting now after the song. It's a long song. And here we go. This is what Chris wrote. Called In the House of Tom Bombadil.
Tolkien fans, anybody? Yeah. Tom Bombadil's awesome. One, two. Yes, he's very cool too. He's shorter than Tom. Less yellow boots too. One, two, three, and...
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
See you in 15.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay, anyway, without further ado, please join me in welcoming back Nickel Creek.
gently are singing a song in the rain. My Mary is asleep by the murmuring stream. So flow gently, sweet river, disturb not your dream.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, everyone. Let's see. That was an old tune called Cuckoo's Nest. And we're going to do one now that we had a request for. Back and Out. That's right. The local before that was Sweet Afton. It's a song, it's a poem that that was written by the great Scottish poet Robert Burns. And Chris put that beautiful melody to it. And you're welcome. And before that, what was before that? Oh, the smoothie song. That's right, the smoothie song is, it's sort of a long story as to how it got its name, but it was also named by the audience. Because while playing it for the first time, we were given smoothies on stage. And, to make a long story short, that is. But, this next one we're gonna do is another one that Sean wrote with our water meter man. And, this is the one we did this is the first video we did this year. And, we made it all in San Diego. And, CMT has been kind enough as to play it. And, we're gonna do it for you guys right now. It was requested by my friend and the CD girl over there in the black shirt, Taryn. This is called Reasons Why. What happened? She was embarrassed.
Ready? Thank you.
you.
Chilly night, and he prayed for the moon to give him life, for many a mile to go that night before he reached the town. No, town, no, town, no, and many a mile to go that night before he reached the town. No. He ran till he came to the farmer's pen. The dogs and the gates were kept there, and he said, a couple of you are gonna grease my chin before I leave this town. No, town, no, town, no. Before I leave this town, oh. He grabbed the great goose by the neck, and he threw a duck across his back, and he didn't mind the quack, 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 and the legs all dangling down, no, down, no, down, no. He didn't mind the quack, quack, and the legs all dangling down, no. Mother for the lover under the bed, she ran to the window and she popped her head, crying, John, John, the red goose is gone, the fox is on the town, no, town, no, town, no, John, John, the red goose is gone, and the fox is on the town, no. Basement, mixing up the medicine, and I'm on the pavement. Think about the government, the man in the trench coat, a badge off, laid off. Says he has a bad cop and wants to get it paid off. Well, look out, kid, some of you dead. And God knows when, if you do it again, you're better. Down another way, looking for a new friend. Man in a goon's game, grabbing a pig pen. He wants to live a dollar bills, and you only got 10. No, Mac.
back up to sleep, put face full of black soot, talking at the heat, put plants in the bed, but the phone stamped in and went magazism, and they said the master bossy or the mayor taught her from the DA. Look out, kid, keep it all ahead, and don't try to know those, better stay away from those, carry around the fire hose, keep a clean nose, wash the plain clothes, you don't need a weatherman, you know which way the wind blows. No, get sick, get well, hang around the ankle well, ring the bell, hard to tell if anything you're gonna sell. Try hard, get far, get back, right braille, get jailed, jump bail, join the army if you fail. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit. Users, cheaters, six-time losers, hang around the theater, don't know if you meet her. Girl by the whirlpool, looking for a new fool, don't follow leaders, watch your parking meters. Warm short pants, romance, learn to dance, get dressed, get blessed, try to be a success, please him, please her, buy gifts, don't lift, don't steal, 20 years still in the budgie on a day shift, look out kid, keep it all ahead, I've had a jump, got a man home, let yourself a candle, don't wear sandals, try to avoid a scandal, don't want to be a bum, you better chew gum, the pump won't work cause the vandal took the handle. The little ones, 8, 9, 10, saying, Daddy, Daddy, better go back again. It must be a mighty fine town, no, town, no, a town, no, Daddy, Daddy, go back again, for it must be a mighty fine town, no. Oh, the fox and the wife, without any stripes, they call it the goose with a fork and a knife, and they never had till the supper and the life, and the little ones chewed all the bones, oh, bones, oh, bones, oh, they never had till the supper and the life, and the little ones chewed on the bones.
Song now. That was The Fox. That's on our album, although it's not quite like that on our album. That's sort of The Fox, the extreme version. But you won't ever have to hear it again. Not if you don't want to. But yeah. When do you leave, Saul? We're gonna do a song now that I wrote.
Is it okay? Yeah, it's fine. I was just making stuff.
But I wrote this right after I moved to Kentucky and noticed that they have falling leaves in Kentucky, which is very different from Southern California. And I thought it was really pretty. I'd never really seen that happen before. They change colors and they fall, and there they are, and it's neat. And I was sitting there on my front porch watching it with my mandolin and wrote this pretty, happy, bouncy song and called it Leaves Fall. And then I found out about raking. That is not happy. It's not bouncy. It's nothing. It's deceitful and evil and foul. It's especially when they're wet. So here, I'd written this really happy, bouncy song and called it Leaves Fall. And now Leaves Fall to me is just like, you know, it's not cool. Not cool at all. It should be in D minor instead of D major. It should be really sad. One of those schmaltzy, you know, sad Italian things or something, you know, just like peaceful. You know what I mean? But here it is. For those of you who have yard service, this can still be a happy song for you, or had kids like me to do your raking for you. That also works. So here, this one's called Leaves Fall.
ace for heaven's saving my love for you. Lined your corner in a corner. Don't go nowhere. What do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Believe me, I'd stay out late. I don't care to go. I'm on a bird, it's just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you.
Play with Glenn Phillips, who was the lead singer in the band, and the songwriter, and so that's just been a thrill. And he actually recorded this song on Sean's solo CD, and the one that's coming out. And Sean actually wrote it for him to sing. But did you know? Did you like actually expect him to sing it?
I did not. No, I kind of just wrote it with him in mind, and before I met him, and then it just happened that. We met him through a mutual friend. Actually, we did this with him last night at Cafe Largo in L.A. We played there last night, and he came. And so it's a little hard for me to sing it after he's done it. We recorded it already for my solo CD, and I've heard that a bunch of times. And so every time I step up to the mic to sing it, I'm always just feeling a little strange and got a lot to live up to. But anyway, it's on my solo CD that I've been talking about, and I wrote this in Canada, coming back from festival in Canmore. I was in the car. So anyway, here it is. It's called Let It Fall.
I've got to let it go. And all the joy and all the pain, with the dry and the rain, the honest truth is all I want to know. Let it fall. Let go. Falling down, but I know that I don't wear an undeserved crown. Though it seemed to fit me well, underneath it, I would certainly fall down. When summer things instead, shooting now, long time dead. Now it seems that time is putting well. Words can chase away, friend, to a lie, bring an end. Throw it down the darkest, deepest well. Let it fall.
Hear them, they're whispering.
wear these glasses because I'm supposed to be able to see things like the set list, but it's way over there. So I can't see it, even with glasses. So, just an interesting note from Sarah Watkins.
Thank you.
could I have a little bit more guitar in my monitor and less of me? Please. It seems to be getting louder and louder. And I'll just stand back when it's quiet.
I'll be doing so good.
You can still have lots of me. Or something.
All right. We're going to do a song now. How many people out there are Elliott Smith fans by any chance? Yeah! I've become obsessed with that guy. He is awesome. And I've inflicted my obsession upon all the other people here. And finally I got them to start buying the records, and I think now we're all kind of obsessed with Elliott Smith.
I think so.
So we decided that we just had to do a cover. And we don't generally do covers, but he's so cool. He's just so cool. So pick it up, figure eight. It's awesome. This one's called You're Just Somebody That I Used to Know.
You made hard, but it's your heart, not mine, it's gone. So when I go home, I'll be happy to go. You're just somebody that I used to know. What's the deal in the dying day? And though a living passed away, so you would be sure that you're in control. You're just somebody that I used to know. Wrong, and I can't stay this man for long. Keeping a hold of what you just let go. You're just somebody that I used to know. Just let go. You're keeping a hold of what you just let go. You're just somebody that I used to know.
You guys, we got time for one more, and thank you so much for staying up late with us and hanging out. This has been really fun. So glad we got to play the Freight again.
I hope to come up really soon, some other time.
And check out our website. We'll be playing around the area, not like really close, but kind of close.
I think we're
so if you want to see some more stuff, if you
San Jose.
That's right.
Cruz,
and
Bindi,
some other stuff.
Grass Valley. NickelCreek.com is the website.
There's an extra day. There's an extra day.
They're both sold out?
Cool.
Nice.
Of course, the room holds like 10 people.
Yeah. It's like free coffee night or something.
Five people if they're all having coffee.
Right.
So. But anyway, thank you so much for coming. It's really, really, really fun to have people come to shows.
And it's even cooler when they stay.
It's like... You know, for the longest time, you play and there's some people that come. And now a lot of you guys came. That makes us feel really good.
It's really also fun to see people in the audience that we aren't related to.
Yeah, it's totally cool.
It's for so long it's been like, hi, Mama.
So, cousins we never knew existed.
Right. So it's nice to see all your new faces.
Yeah. So thanks again. We're going to close with a song that I wrote called Ode to a Butterfly.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
you're humoring me for a second. It's a song that I wrote pretty recently. Michael sits by the fire. He likes to watch it die. It always makes him tired. Guess the smoke gets in his eyes. But he'll never go to sleep. Jenna's all alone, lying in her bed. She unplugs the phone, but he's still ringing in her head. She will never get to sleep. Sleep, she could use some. A shot glass in your hand and cry about who you are. It's too much for you to stand. You won't be able to sleep. Sleep, you'd feel better. Get some sleep, sleep, I'd be happy.
Thanks again.
It's been really fun.
Thank you, everyone.